Van Hollen made it clear during his election campaign that he believed there was a possibility that terrorists were being trained in Wisconsin. But he says the Homeland Security anti-terrorism training that's been going on in the state recently is not a direct response to that potential threat. Instead, he says, it's an effort to prepare first responders to respond to any kind of crime that might be related to terrorism.
There may be non-terrorism criminal activity, but there really isn't non-criminal terrorist activity. Terrorism in and of itself, some people tend to define as a crime, but the reality is it's the infringement on others' rights, usually commissions of crimes. We try to train these people to be more watchful for criminal behavior that they think may be linked to this sort of activity.
The TLOs already trained include firefighters, emergency medical staff, police, county emergency managers, and National Guard personnel. Van Hollen says the biggest boon to the state is increasing the ability of law enforcement and other first responders to share information and cooperate when any kind of emergency occurs, whether it's a terrorist threat or a natural disaster like a flood or tornado. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.